Next Kina Chav Beis, Hachrishu Mimenu Va'adabera, describes the murder of the greatest Torah giants in our history. Refers likely to the Balei HaTosfos. Sela Abirei Hogayoz Miftacha, he trampled my heroes, those who study our stronghold, our Torah. We've pointed out in the past one of the very perplexing lines of this kina laments the great loss of Talmidei Chacham Torah Torah Chag Risak Vizbalshi Be'Ephraim Ba'Afarim rather Torah wears sackcloth and rolls in the ashes. Who's going to cut through the heights and carve through the mountains? We just described Rabbi Akiva as someone who is an Oker Harim. Who's going to answer all of our questions that we don't have answers to? And then the unusual line, Miyafli Nazirus Miyaruch Nidarim. Who's going to take care of our Nazirus and Nidarim? Seems totally out of place. We contemplate the deaths of Talmidei Chachamim, and we find ourselves asking, who's going to take their place? The Brisker Rav died, who's going to be the Oker Harim like the Brisker Rav? His learning and teaching. Rav Meisher of Shlomo Zalman died. Mi yifarek havayos, mi yitaret shvarim. Who's going to answer the difficult questions? There's something lost, irretrievably lost, with the passing of giants like that. But at a hesped of an Adam Gadol, you don't hear someone saying, where am I going to get a Beis Din for a Torah and a Darim? Mi yifarek havayos, mi yafli nezirus, mi yaruch and a Darim. Three hediotos work for Ataris Nadarim. What does that have to do with Gedolei Yisrael? So as we pointed out, Salvechik suggested that the Kina speaks of the deaths of many Rishonim. And when we learn the centerpiece of our Torah Shebal Peh, the Talmud Bavli, we're taught and guided and accompanied on the mission with our Rishonim. The words of the Gemara are very confounding, very difficult for us. But there's Rashi to help us out. And if Rashi doesn't help us out, perhaps a quick consultation with Tosfos on the other side of the page will solve the problem. But there are a couple of Mesechtos that don't have Rashi nor Tosfos. Mesechas Nazir and Mesechas Nedarim. Not the regular Tosfos, at least. And the Kina laments not just the loss of great people, but what that means for Torah. And how it leaves a gaping hole in our Mesorah, in our Torah Shebal Peh. Mi yafli nazirus, mi yaruch nedarim. Who's going to teach us those two mesechtos? And this is critical because with Churban, we're touched by the personal stories. We relate to human suffering. But as Jews, we have to realize that, as we said before, as the Romans came to the realization, our Torah is what keeps us going. And Kavod HaTorah means that if Torah isn't being learnt to its maximum, then that's a reason for Avelus as well. And if we struggle through Nedarim and Nazir without the help of a Rashi, and therefore we don't understand it as well, that's also Churban. Reminded of the story of the chaplain in the American army right after the Holocaust. He was going through the camps, and he was the DP camps, and he was asking children what they needed, a blanket, some food, what he can get for them. One child turns to him and says, I need a bava kama. He says, what? I was learning Bava Kama before the war started. I need a Bava Kama. It's our food, it's what we breathe. It's what we eat, it's what we survive on, it's what we thrive on. and we're misabel in the loss of Torah Shabbal Teh. There's another message also. We commemorate national tragedies like any other nation would. But we also cry over individual leaders of our people. And that's because our relationship with our heroes is different than most other nations' relationships with their heroes. We know our heroes. On the Rambam 750th yard site, somebody asked Rav Soloveitchik to write something to commemorate the Rambam's life and death. Soloveitchik feigned surprise and said, "What? The Rambam died?" This was a man who grew up listening to his father teaching a group of students from the works of the Rambam. And his father would ask kashas on the Rambam and then say a whole shiur trying to answer up the Rambam. And when his father couldn't come up with an answer for the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik as a young child would come running to his mother, "Mommy, Tati couldn't for him for the Rambam. Who's going to save the Rambam?" And his mother, being a brilliant mechaneches, turns to him and says, "Don't worry, Berla. Whatever Rambam's Tati doesn't take care of, you're going to take care of." That's the relationship we have with the Rambam. Not just someone who lived hundreds of years ago. It's a relationship we have with our Gedolim, with the Balei HaMesora. So in light of this, it's all the more tragic when we lost Balei HaMesora before they were able to give us everything that they had to offer. And that's the loss of Torah that we lament in this Kina.